This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump is defending his promotion and personal use of an anti-malaria drug as a medication against COVID-19. In remarks to the media after a cabinet meeting Tuesday, Trump said use of the drug is an individual decision to make. He said the drug, hydroxychloroquine, has a great reputation. There's no solid scientific evidence that the drug can prevent or treat the coronavirus, which has killed an estimated 4.8 million people globally. A retrospective analysis conducted by the U.S. Veterans Health Administration determined the drug may not only not help mitigate the virus's effect, it may actually increase overall mortality. In an apparent reference to that government study Tuesday, the president declared it was a Trump enemy statement. Physicians, however, say there are serious risks associated with taking the drug, including the threat that it could interfere with heart rhythm. Trump surprised reporters Monday when he announced he'd been taking the drug daily for a week and a half. President Trump says his cuts to the World Health Organization funding will go from temporary to permanent if the agency does not commit to major substantive improvements within the next 30 days. In a letter to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, Trump offered a list of criticisms. He said the agency has shown an alarming lack of independence from the People's Republic of China during the coronavirus pandemic. Among his specific criticisms, Trump said the WHO made repeated claims about the virus that were grossly inaccurate or misleading. He said the agency did not properly pressure China for timely admission of international experts and that it praised China's internal travel restrictions. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.